And this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. A pair of suicide bombers blew themselves up in Iraq's capital on Monday, killing at least 26 people and wounding many others. The blast happened in Tehran Square in central Baghdad during a morning rush hour. This witness said he heard two blasts and that many were killed, mostly workers. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for the attack, but past bombings have been carried out by Islamic State militants. In 2017, U.S. President Donald Trump ordered an end in March to the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, or DACA, program. Last week, a federal court blocked the order, but the push for a permanent legislative fix continues. Many Republicans want a deal that includes tougher border security and reforms to legal immigration. Many Democrats, however, are linking a DACA fix to an extension of the government funding. Some lawmakers insist a bipartisan accord is within reach, like Republican Senator Jeff Flake, who spoke on the ABC News program this week.
The Democrats are negotiating in good faith. We are trying to come forward with a compromise, and I think we have, and you'll see that this week.
By contrast, on Sunday, President Trump tweeted, "DACA is probably dead because the Democrats do not really want it." Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov on Monday said that Russia does not support U.S. President Donald Trump's calls to renegotiate the international agreement limiting Iran's nuclear program. Trump said Friday he was waiving for the last time sanctions the U.S. agreed to lift under the 2015 deal, and that Congress and the European partners have 120 days to come up with a solution. This is VOA News. Police say that 75 people were injured on Monday when the mezzanine of Jakarta's stock exchange collapsed into the lobby, trapping some people under slabs of concrete. This witness said that the roof collapsed, but he didn't see any fatalities, only people injured. That was confirmed by emergency officials who said that no deaths were reported from the accident. The Associated Press says most of the injured were college students from Sumatra who were visiting the stock exchange as part of a study tour. The stock exchange was able to resume business on Monday afternoon. On Tuesday, January 16th, a meeting about North Korea will kick off in Canada with foreign ministers from 20 different nations, including the United States, looking for ways to curb North Korea's weapons programs. Professor Paul Evans of the Institute of Asian Research at the University of British Columbia in Vancouver shared with VOA one item he thought may be discussed at the meeting.
Is the question on the pressure and sanction side of what comes next? And that may involve a discussion on what could be called naval interdiction, monitoring, surveillance, or even the idea of quarantine, a word that was used last during the Cuban Missile Crisis.
The Vancouver meeting comes as the border talks have been setting an ease in Korean tensions that began last week. But a key player won't be at the Vancouver meeting, China. North and South Korea have agreed in principle to field a joint women's ice hockey team during the 2018 Winter Olympics in February, being held in Pyeongchang, South Korea. South Korean Sports Ministry spokesman Hwang Sung-un said they have been discussing the makeup of a unified women's hockey team since last year. A joint team would require the International Olympic Committee's approval, and if realized, it would be the Korea's first unified Olympic team. The Philippines corporate regulator has rescinded the operating license of online news platform Rappler, arguing it used a deceptive scheme to violate restrictions on foreign ownership rules. Rappler said the claim was baseless because its two foreign investors own no shares in the company. SEC Secretary Armando Pan said the January 11th decision, which was announced on Monday, however, was not final and executory, and Rappler may continue to operate pending an appeal. The online platform has been critical of President Rodrigo Duterte's policies, and Philippine journalist groups expressed outrage at the decision. For additional stories as well as in-depth coverage, visit voanews.com. In Washington, I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Broadcast. It's today's